Proclamation number 6300 of 1st of July, 1955. Last decision of faith. You will be faced with a decision to confess me or to deny me, and this will be the prelude to a battle of faith such as has never been fought before. For it is my adversary's lost work that he will try to completely oust me from people's hearts because he believes he can overthrow me in order to then take over the reign himself. And since this battle is waged using the most brutal means of coercion, since it is not a free decision of will which in no way uses threats or promises as weapons, this is an overstepping of my adversary's authority. It is an open action against me with which my adversary pronounces his own judgment, that he will be bound so that he can no longer exert any influence on people. But for people it is doubly difficult. Not only that this decision affects those who are not yet quite clear within themselves or to whom the denial of myself means nothing more, but also those people who stand by me and want to fully confess me will be put into a difficult situation by coercive measures, so that they will truly have to endure a difficult inner battle in order to be able to prove their loyalty to me. For they will have to completely end earthly life, even if it is still left to them physically. They will have to give up everything they own and will live a meager existence as disenfranchised and outlaws. And this is the time of which it is written, "I shorten the days, lest the elect yet falter." They will only need to suffer for a very short time and will be so extraordinarily strengthened by me during this time that they will not regret their decision but will inwardly rejoice and exult in the certainty of my love, power and glory. And they faithfully await the day of their salvation. Only those who consciously close their eyes to the world and only await my coming will be of their commerce and able to enter the paradise of the new earth. And I know my own, I know who is capable of surviving this time of terror for the believers and withstanding Satan's last rage on this earth. Nevertheless, I draw all people's attention to this. For the weak can still educate themselves into strength of faith, because only firm will is necessary in order to also receive the strength to confess my name before the world. Anyone who still maintains too strong a bond with the world, who still stands in the midst of the world and is unable to detach himself from it, will succumb to the measures which are enacted in order to break my own will. And he can consider himself blessed if I snatch him from the midst of life and spare him the fall into the abyss. But this decision has to be demanded first, so that Satan can also finish his game, so that he exposes himself, that his action is open battle against me myself. For all limits are set for him which he may not transgress but which he does not observe, and therefore he will be put in chains anew. But afterwards humanity will also enter a state of peace and bliss on the new earth, for it can no longer be displaced by the enemy of its souls. And thus a period of redemption will come to an end and a new one will begin again, as it has been intended since eternity. Much is demanded of you humans during the time of this battle of faith, but it also brings the highest rewards to those who pass it. And you humans can pass it if only you firmly and intimately unite with me beforehand, if you have the earnest will to become and remain my own for all eternity. Then I will never ever let you fall into his hands. Then I will supply you with strength and also be with you myself in greatest adversity. and those who need unusual strength will be able to see me, and they will stand firm until the day dawns when I myself come to save my own and fetch them into a kingdom of peace. When the time is fulfilled and the end of this earth has come. Amen.